102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Kelly this morning, who is seeking a pardon. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Don't sound so sad. We're here to help.
You sound bummed out.
I hope so.
Okay, now you're going to be seeking a pardon from your cousin, Dasha, this morning. Tell us what happened and why is there a pardon needed?
My kids and I were at her house, and they were playing because they're kids. They were running around a little bit crazier than they should have been, maybe. And they bumped into the table where Dasha's mom's ashes were in their urn.
Oh.
And they knocked over the urn and it broke.
Oh, no.
They went
Ashes everywhere?
Oh, my God. Yes, everywhere. It was so horrible. I felt so bad.
Oh, wow.
That is terrible.
Devastated. And I feel so horrible. I just want to do whatever I can to get her to forgive me. I want to do the best I can.
Yeah,
I just want her to forgive me.
Right, kind of a touchy situation.
Traumatizing.
Do you even try to clean that up, like, when that happens? Like, or do you just leave it there? Like, what's the protocol on this?
Oh, my God. It's, like, surreal when I think about it. They were, like, floating in the air for, like, ever afterwards. It was so surreal trying to clean everything up.
Wow.
I wanted to, like, take the vacuum hose and try to vacuum it up, but I didn't.
You can't vacuum mom up.
Yeah, you can't dust bust mama. You know what I mean?
Come on now.
Nah,
get a Swiffer.
Kelly, once again, so you got the kids out the house, went to see your cousin Dasha. Everything's going good up until the point where the accident happened, huh?
Yes, we get along really well, and it sucks because we're such good friends, and our kids get along, and I feel like this is something that she might not forgive me for.
Yeah, really. It's a tough. What were Dasha's words when she first saw all the ashes on the floor?
Honestly, she was speechless for like 10 minutes, or it felt like 10 minutes. She was like standing there with her mouth open, and then she just started crying.
Right.
Yeah.
And really, there's nothing you can do at that point. Like,
nothing you can do.
Yeah, like Rudy was saying earlier, you're thinking about cleaning it up. But to me, like, everything seems disrespectful when you're like, I don't want to go and get the broom that I sweep the kitchen with.
Can't do that.
Sweep up mom. I don't want to go and get the dust buster and the vacuum cleaner that I use for other stuff. So there is no protocol, I guess, for when that happens.
You can't just bust out the Dyson in that moment. You know?
Yeah. I mean, so what do you do?
I was honestly like Googling it. I was like, what do you do when you... And
when you spill your auntie all over the ground.
There's nothing, and you're right. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Have you had any conversations, or is it, like, totally cut off since that point?
She hasn't really spoken to me. I mean, I've texted her, but she hasn't responded, so.
Oh, maybe still trying to get over the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, like, double texting or, like, blowing her phone up or anything, but just, like, here and there. Because we're normally, like, talking all the time every day.
Super close.
Were you close with Dasha's mom?
Yeah, I mean, she was my family too, so I mean, but it's a weird double thing because I'm upset because she's my family, but also it's like her mom, so
right. Understandable.
It's a tough one.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to come back and we're going to actually talk to Dasha and see if she will be willing to give you a pardon this morning. What do you think?
That would be amazing. I just miss her so much.
Okay, cool. Good morning, Dasha. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay, Dasha. She's like, what is this all about? Okay, we understand that you have a situation with your cousin, Kelly, that occurred recently. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah. It's kind of hard for me to talk about it, but she brought her kids over to the house, and we were talking, and the kids were just getting completely rambunctious, and they knocked over my mom's urn with her ashes in it, and it just completely just took away everything for me. I mean, the urn was on the floor, and I'm upset with her because she should have had them in check before they even got here and disciplined them.
They were playing with your kids, though, Dasha. They were playing with your kids, too. It was a cousin thing going on now.
Oh, this was their kids that knocked it over. My kids know because Mama is right there.
Okay. So, you know, she should have disciplined them. What frustrates me, makes me sad, is that she acted like nothing happened. And she just told them to go outside. She didn't even discipline them. Okay, well, I'm on my hands and knees trying to scrape up what was left of my mama from the CrossFit. I mean, and it's just, I'm so speechless. I love my cuz, y'all, I do. But, I mean, this was just too far. And I didn't, this was very unexpected. She was my mom. I gotta love my mom. Mm. And there she was just floating in the air, pieces of her. I mean, what? I don't even think we got enough to squish a diamond together to be able to make up for that. You can't.
Oh, wow.
Any conversation we have takes precedence over my mother's dead body.
We're sorry. Kelly is here on the line this morning. She would really like to say a couple of words to you, Dasha, if you would just give her a minute or two. Kelly?
Dash, hey. It's so good to hear you, and I'm so sorry that you're so upset. I just miss you so much. I love you so much. You're my family, too, and I know that I can't do anything to replace your mom's ashes and what my kids did, but I just know that I don't want to lose you in my life, and I really, really would do absolutely anything for you to just talk to me and possibly even just think about considering forgiving
me. She was my mama, you know? Like, I just can't take it. She was my mama, and you're my closest cousin, and I can't lose you both, but my God. I mean, really, like, I love you, but this is just compounding. I'm losing you. I'm losing her. I'm losing everything. I mean, what's the point?
Dasha, just relax, Dasha. Yeah. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't expect this.
No, I
woke up and I couldn't find my coffee mug, and that was the end of the world. Everything is just getting to me. I'm sorry.
We understand, especially with what's going on right now. We understand. Believe me, we understand. But, you know, your cousin is just trying to, you know, kind of ease some of the difficulty between you guys so you guys can have your relationship back.
Right. Well, because, I mean, I really want to forgive you.
Dasha, your coffee mug is in my car. I need to bring it to you.
Okay.
Well, that's one thing we did. We found the elusive coffee mug. Okay.
There we go. I mean, that's one thing off the checklist.
Yeah, honestly, my heart feels a little lighter.
Why don't I bring it to you, and I'll help you clean your house. I'll wash the kids. You can go get your nails done. Just let me come take care of you. I miss you.
Well, look, before you do any of that, okay, because you're right. We need each other, and I can't lose you either. This is what I need. I want you to respect me, okay? I need you to recognize, take responsibility, and sincerely apologize for what happened, because Mom would want that to happen, and she would not want us to be at odds. So if you do that,
then... I am so sorry that I didn't discipline my kids right away. I was in shock just as much as you were, and I didn't know what to do, and I hope that you can understand that I was just in shock, too. I wasn't out of intentional disrespect, and I'm so sorry. I do respect you, and I respect your space and anything you need, and I sincerely apologize, and my kids will be disciplined.
Dasha, how do you feel? Okay. Would you grant a pardon?
Absolutely. That's what Mom would want. Absolutely. I love you, cuz. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I love you too. I need you to just come over right now, please.
I'm coming right now.
Come over, Kelly. Leave the kids at home, though. Don't bring them. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad that we got a pardon this morning. That's how it goes, Bay Area. Sometimes you get a pardon, sometimes you don't. It's Beg Your Pardon weekdays with your dream team right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.